hour and gusting up to 6. Watch out. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is rising at 30.28 inches. And the dew point is at 40. It feels like it's 67 degrees out. Humidity is at 46%. Sunset is at 8:18 tonight. And we're currently in a waxing crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Harbor Beach won the toss, elected to defer, so they will be kicking off to start this ballgame. Both teams in new uniforms this year. Your referee tonight is John Turner, umpires Tony Garcia, linesman Tom Mueller, and your line judge is Mike Martin, and your back judge, Eric Zawaki.
Well, we got two teams that didn't change coaches, Clark, so they got to have something new.
That's true.
That's true. We have a ton of new coaches in our area this year.
So we're going to be learning these jerseys as we go on here. Both numbers, all numbers, very visible. So the kickoff from Harbor Beach's Kendall Gentner comes down to about the 12-15-yard line, brought in by Baddox with ease, and he has a hole all the way across the 35-yard line. Finally, drags his defenders across the 40 out to the 41-yard line, brought down by number... The tackle's made by 18, Austin Roberts.
That's new quarterback Ryan Wainer on special teams, bringing back that nice return for the Hatchets.
Should have known. First and 10 for the Hatchets at the 42-yard line of their own zone. 11:53 left in the first quarter. Left to right across your radio are your Bad Axe Hatchets. Blue uniforms, gold pants, and those ugly winged helmets. Bad Axe coming out in the single wing, which means there's two men in the back, two halfbacks, not really a full quarterback, and then two wing backs on the right side, overloading that right side and one wing, one wide receiver. It's going to be a direct snap to Wainer across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. He's going to get about 4 yards on it in a cloud of a big cloud of dust and a pile of Harbor Beach jerseys. Number 20, Daniel Lanfear, leading the tackle. He's second down, 6 to go.
Yeah, one of our favorite guys to watch when it comes to the Harbor Beach Pirates this year. We've been talking about him already a lot. We mentioned him on Wednesday night. We mentioned him a lot tonight on both sides of the ball. Daniel Lanfear leading the way with the linebackers and steps up and makes that tackle for the Pirates. And again, this is going to be a fun offense to watch for the Hatchets. They used to be that sling it out, spread offense, a lot of screen passes, bubble screens. But in this case, they're running this single wing offense.
Wainer gets the snap yet again and gets out to about the 48-yard line where forward progress is stopped. That is going to be a gain of about a yard and a half. Bad Axe was jumping out of the trenches there, and Daniel Lanfear, that linebacker for Harbor Beach, jumps out and tackles him yet again.
So again, as we're mentioning, that everyone is on the line of scrimmage. You have two Bad Axe Hatchets in the backfield, both considered running backs on your roster, and the snap could go to either one of them, and whatever one gets it, the other one becomes the lead blocker. And a lot of it is, do we run right or run left? And as the game goes on and they get more comfortable running this offense live, you will then see some of the other options that this offense will bring to the table. Right now, it's been a couple runs right to Ryan Wainer, the one we expected to get the lion's share of the load.
At the line of scrimmage, third down, 4 to go, and Wainer goes to the left. He is sweeping, and he's going to be very close to the first down, and where he's finally brought down, he falls forward, and he has the first down by a yard, finally brought down by Devin Puff, the linebacker. They needed 4. They got 5, maybe even 6. First down for Bad Axe.
There's some of the trickery in this wing tee, or this wing single wing offense. You now see the left end. When the ball is snapped, the whole play is going to your left, and the left end actually comes back to the right. They fake the pitch to him and keep it around to the left, get 5 yards and enough for a first down. But keep in mind that that end coming back to the right, at some point in this game, we will see the Hatchets pitch it to him and try to catch the defense off guard with one of those option attacks.
Our Bad Axe in Harbor Beach territory for the first time tonight, and before they can get the snap off, there was movement on the line. It's going to be disco night early.
Start offense, 5-yard penalty, repeat first down.
So 5-yard penalty against Bad Axe pushes them back into their own territory at the 49-yard line. First down, 15 to go, 9 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first quarter.
These are the penalties that are killing a young team. They just get that first down on their first drive of the season and automatically give 5 of it back on a false start. Those are the little things that can't happen to a young team, and hopefully for the Hatchets, that doesn't affect them on this drive.
Coming out in the single wing, There's the snap. It's going into Wainer's hand. He's sweeping to the right. He has front lineman in the number 16 of Harbor Beach. Jumps out and tackled Nathan Seaman. Meets him basically at the line of scrimmage at the 50-yard line. And Ryan Wainer's only going to get a yard forward progress, even though he ran about 20 yards to the side.
Exactly. This is the single wing. The whole play was to pull the guards and get out to the sideline as quick as they could. And all the credit there to the Harbor Beach ends as they get to the outside first, shed the tackler, and Nathan Seaman does a nice job of bringing down the tailback, Ryan Wainer.
Second down, 14 to go for Bad Axe, right at midfield of the 50. Working off the right hash, there's a snap, and it's going to go to the left. This time, it's a direct snap to number 10, Jack Clancy. He gets out to about the 45-yard line. It's going to be a 5-yard gain, and that is Devin Puff, the linebacker, with his another tackle on the night. Third down, 9 yards to go.
Those are the very important tacklers for the Harbor Beach defense. The defensive line needs to play physical, as Coach Shelkey reminded us many times when we talked to him this week of practice. But it's going to be those linebackers that have to come up and fill those gaps, whether they're playing against a wing T defense, which you will offense that you'll traditionally see, or in this case, the single wing. You just don't know which running back in this case is going to take the snap. That's the first time Clancy took it straight ahead, and Devin Puff was there to make the stop.
Bad Axe now taking 4 minutes off the clock, 8 minutes left in the first quarter, facing a third and 8. Wainer around the right side to the near sideline, and a Harbor Beach defender takes him head on. That would be Nathan Seaman, and he is shy of the first down marker by about 2 yards, and it's going to be a fourth down, 2 yards to go situation for the Hatchets.
Starting to see some of the options come into play. The snap to Wainer, he fakes a pitch again to one of those underneath ends that come flying across the other direction, almost like a counter, so to speak, a counter run. Ryan Wainer does a nice job of selling that pitch, getting to the right sideline, and putting that shoulder right into the chest of Nathan Seaman and running him over for a couple extra yards. And now fourth down is very manageable for this Hatchet offense.
Fourth down, 2 yards to go, working off the right hash from the 38-yard line of Harbor Beach. Jack Clancy gets the handoff. He's in the trenches. He's very close, but it looks like the Harbor Beach defense has stood up for the first time this season. And he, from what our angle is, he may be about a foot, maybe 2 feet short. And no word yet from the officials.
Well, it depends. The two officials, the one from the far sideline and the one from the near sideline, were quite a bit different, but it does not matter. They've already signaled that is a turnover of downs, and we will now see the Harbor Beach offense for the first time this season.
John Turner, the referee, says no good. It's a turnover of downs, and Harbor Beach takes it over with 7:06 left in the first quarter at their own 37-yard line.
Well, what we've seen so far was a nice drive there by the Hatchets. They did have a penalty, a self-inflicted penalty, a false start. They did a great job, and I thought Clancy, if he could have got away from that tackler a little bit, certainly had an opportunity, another half yard, to get a first down.
It's going to be a handoff right up the gut to Daniel Lanfear. He gets out for maybe a yard, brought down by Jesse Nye, a 5'8", 170-pound junior. Second down, 9 to go. Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio.
Both offensive coordinators, in this case, really testing the defense right into the teeth of both of them. All these plays so far, both teams started out with a couple runs right into the heart of their defenses, testing those line and the middle linebackers. Both teams so far have stood up the challenge.
And 9, and it's a handoff right up the middle again. This one gets out to about the 40-yard line. James Shelkey on the keeper, and he's finally brought down by number 62, Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, on that line of Bad Axe.
Yeah, one of our favorite names on the Bad Axe
yes,
defense,
indeed.
Wyatt Humphrey Phillips making the tackle. He is one of the leading tacklers returning on this Bad Axe defense, going to play a crucial role in already making the tackle. He's going to have to do a really good job of spying on the quarterback, Shelkey, as he fakes the handoff. And might I mention, Harbor Beach coming back into their traditional wing T set with Shelkey running the quarterback spot.
Full house T, and Shelkey actually fumbles it, and he scoops it up, luckily, right at his feet, and he is going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage back at the 36-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard loss, and number 27, Luke Subject, is actually there to bring down Shelkey. So Harbor Beach gets no yards when all said and done on their first drive of the night. It's fourth down and 10. It looks like the punt team is coming out.
Okay, some conservative play calls to start the season. New quarterback, Coach Shelkey's son, James Shelkey, running the quarterback spot. Handoff to their best running back, a keeper to their probably their best athlete, and then a fumble on third down. Fortunate that Harbor Beach recovered, and they're going to have to bring out the punt team. So good job by the Bad Axe defense to